The Gemara tells us on Daf Tesvav and Aleph that an Aval is Asur L'Niach Tefillin based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel Te'erecha Chavu Shalecha Mechlal D'Kulei Amo Asur. Yecheskel was instructed to wear his Pe'er, reference to Tefillin, Mechlal, that a regular Aval does not wear Tefillin. Then the Gemara tells us on Daf Kaf Aleph Amid Aleph Tana Rabbanan, second long line. Avil Gimel Yamim Rishonim Asur L'Niach Tefillin. Mishlishi Ve'elach Mishlishi Bechlal Mutar L'Niach Tefillin. V'mbach Panu Chadashos Eino Chol Eitz Dibur Rav Lazer. So Rav Lazer says, the first 2 days of Avela is no Tefillin. Three and on, yes Tefillin. V'mbach Panu Chadashos, even three and on, Asur L'Niach Tefillin. Rav Yeshua Omer, Avel Beis Yom Rishonim Asur L'Niach Tefillin. Misheni v'sheni b'chol mutar l'niach tefillin. V'mbo panu chadashos kol eitz. So again, according to Rav Lazer, the first 2 days no tefillin, three and nine yes tefillin, and v'mbo panu chadashos from three and on you don't take off the tefillin. And Yeshua says the first day is asur. Two and on is mutter. In panam chadashos, even two and on, chol eitz, take them off. The Gemara tries to source the respective positions in Tanaim. Then the Gemara says, Amr Ula, halacha kerb lazer b'chalitza, halacha kerb Yeshua b'anacha. Be paskin like Rabbi Lazar, as far as chalitza, then in Baal Panam Chadashos Eino Cholet, if it's on already, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua Bahanacha, that the Isra Anacha is only on day one. What is the significance of Panam Chadashos here? That there's a restriction on putting on tefillin in the presence of panim chadashos. So Rashi says, "In bo'im panim chadashos b'yom gimel." That's within Reb Lazer, and for Yeshua be on yom beis. In bo'im panim chadashos b'yom gimel, afilo hachi eino choleitz tefillin. Afal gav diigal emechash dilma armi b'shnei yamim rishonim amini tefillin. What are we concerned about when it comes to Panam Chadashos? That Panam Chadashos see you wearing tefillin on day three, or according to Rabbi Yeshua on day two, maybe they'll think that you wore tefillin to Isser on day one. Or Lashon Rashi said that it sounds like a kind of Mar's eyeing consideration, that the Panam Chadashos won't realize. They'll think if they see you were tefillin on day three, maybe you were tefillin on day one. The Rashi Ksav Yad says, "Debo panu chadashos she'einam yodim shekvar over gimel yam rishonim." It's not that they'll think that they won't know the difference between day one and day three per se. They'll think that you're holding day one and it's also to wear on day one. Not that they'll think that you wore tefillin. They may know, according to Rashi Fanenu, it sounds like they know what day it is. They know it's day three, but if they see we're in tefillin day three, they may think you wore tefillin on day one. And the Rashi Xaviat says they don't know what day you're holding in, so maybe they think it's day one. But either way, Rashi frames the Panam Chadashos as a kind of misimpression concern, a Maris Ayin concern, and nothing more. The Ritva here says differently. Panu chadashos darminan hacha shelo ba'ul sham lenachem ad achshav. Panu chadashos means that they haven't been to the Avil yet. They haven't affected Nicham Avelim yet. the first time they're seeing the Avel since the Shiva began. Ubilvad banashim hagunim haruyim lunachem, talking about people that are of stature enough that they are ruuyim lenachem, whatever that means. V'gave shavu brachos ki ha'gavna d'lo havu tamad me'ikar l'sameach u'b'ruuyim l'harbo simcha v'kava. It's like the din of panu chadashos when it comes to shavu brachos. Panu chadashos and shavu brachos trigger chi of shavu brachos because they're people that you haven't yet encountered during the yemei simcha, and they add to the simcha. They're marve simcha v'kavod. So it sounds like the panu chadashos for an avel, it's the same idea. These are people that haven't yet experienced the emotion of the avelus with you, and they're marve your experience of avelus. So that emotional trigger of seeing something you haven't seen yet somehow creates a restriction relevant to hanachas tefillin. The lashon of the Mordechai, Tav Tav Sadi Dalet. Is as follows. I mean, what should emerge from the Gemara when we say halacha gablazer v'chalitza v'halacha v'beshuv v'anacha is that the iser of hanachas tefillin was only on day one, not on day two. However, the effect of Panim Chadashos, that if you put on tefillin and then Panim Chadashos came, then you don't have to be choletz. And that's the position of Rev Lazar. But you're not allowed to put on tefillin if ne Panim Chadashos l'chachila. If Panim Chadashos came, you're not choletz. Then you can't put on tefillin l'chachila if ne Panim Chadashos. Says the Mordechai, Tav Tav Tzadi Dalet. Shmami na dafka dimbo panu chadashos eino choleitz b'sheni. So if panu chadashos come, you don't take off your tefillin. Aval, imbo'u kodim sheniach tefillin. But if the panu chadashos come before you put on tefillin, ein manichin ad sheyelchu, then you're not allowed to put on the tefillin until the panu chadashos leave. The dafka kamer rava came in sheniach ein choleitz b'shvil panu chadashos. Aval eino maniach kol zman sheyesham panim chadashos. Right, that's the line. A few lines later, we didn't read them in the Gemara. The bottom line of Kaf Aleph and Aleph, that Rava says, kevin sheyniach shuv eino choletz. So says the Mordechai, what that means halacha lemaisa is that on day two, you're allowed to wear tefillin. We pass in day two, not day three. On day two, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. But if panu chadashos walk in before you put on tefillin, you're not allowed to put on tefillin until they leave. How do we pass in? So here in Yoredeya, Simen Shin Pei Ches, all the Mechaber says is Avel Atzer Laniach Tefillin B'Yom Rishon, V'Acher Shene Tzachama B'Yom Sheni, Acher Shehene Tzachama B'Yom Sheni, Murtel Lanicha. So all the Mechaber says is that an Avel doesn't wear Tefillin on day one, and once Netzachama, once the sun rises on day two, you're allowed to wear tefillin. That's all the Mechaber writes over here in Hilchos Avelus. No reference one way or another to Panim Chadashos. However, the Mechaber says a little bit more in Hilchos Tefillin, Arachayim Simen Lamechas. There the Mechaber writes, Avel v'yom rishon aser l'niach tefillin. Mikan ve'elachayev afilu ba'opanu chadashos. So Mechaber writes there, even if panu chadashos come on day two, excuse me, you still wear tefillin.
Where was that?
That's Mechaber Simin Lamechess in Arachayim. Simin Lamechess Sifhei. No reference to panu chadashos. No restriction upon panu chadashos. And that's the Rambam. Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, makes no mention of panu chadashos. That's what we saw here in Shifhei Ches. No mention of panim chadashos. And that's the riff as well, that we don't pass in a restriction of panim chadashos. However, the Mishnah Berurah notes there in Lamechess
to me that we did learn that the Beyazir Matir from coin the Beyazir Panel Hadashas, so I can say, since you passed the Beyazir Panel Hadashas, therefore, there's no difference.
Right. That when we say that we're really only paskening on the Hanach, Hanach's brother on day two. But there's no restriction. Not only do we say that if Panach Hadashas come, you don't have to be Choleps, but you can even be Meniach with the Panach Hadashas. And that's probably how they understood that when the Gemara says, so we don't accept the halachic of blazer v'chalitza in the inverse to say that you're not allowed to put on tefillin b'fnei panu chadashas. I'll read the lashon harif. This is a riff in Sukkah. Daf yad alef amud beis b'daf be riff. In the context of mitzvah yom kikulo, in the osef mitzvah patrin mitzvah context, he says, we read the Ran. The Ran, Daf Yad Aleph Beis Daf Bei Rif there in Sukkah. The Ran says, "V'divi Rif Nira, the Mitzvah B'Yom Sheni Klal," because the Rif makes no mention of Panu Chadashos. Yeah, for Ramazal Kasev K. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Lamed Ches, Tif Katan Kaf, Mash Rezim Niyach Lechachilas, and the Chabri sounds like, we just saw as Rabban Riff, that even if they Panam Chadashos, you can be Maniach Lechachila. Aval, Achronim Maski, Deina Niyach, Bifnei, and Tfilin Hashi Yalko Lehem, Kud Achronim, Magan Avram, Prima Gadim, then no, we do pass in the din of Panam Chadashos. Aladein Choleitz Maniach Kodesh about Panam Chadashos. It just means you don't have to be Choleitz, but you're not allowed to be Maniach Bifnei Panam Chadashos. Period. Now the Mishnah Berurah here is talking about be Maniach Bifnei Panam Chadashos, presumably on day two. Actually, no. The Mechaber says, Mikan ve'elachai v'afilu ba panu chadashos. No, so Mishnah Berurah sounds like even after day two, possibly. That's what the Gaon is mitzayin in Sifkatan Vav, there in Lamed Ches in Arachayim. The Alpha Gav did a Sugya de Sham in my cut and mash with Afgalachim mixes Yom Hasheni. Misha mixes Yom Kukulo. So it's mash when the Gemara says a gon that the din of Panam Kadoshos that you can't wear till the day Panam Kadoshos. That's only on day two. But according to the Rishalmi, it applies to the balance of Shiva. And that's what the Rush writes. By Katan Simon Lamed Zayin. So Gaon thinks that the requirement of the restriction of Panam Chadashos is the entire balance of Shiva. So again, the Mechaber seems to pass on like the Rambam that there's no restriction of Panam Chadashos at all. And you can wear tefillin even on day two, even in the presence of Panam Chadashos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadin, that Halacha L'Maisa, you should be choshesh not to wear tefillin bifnei panim chadashos. Lashon Magen Avraham, but he just says it, that in Ba'upanam Chadashos, Eina Maniach L'Chachila Ad She'Yelchu, V'chein Iker. And the Gaon points out, there's no, according to the Rush, it's explicit, and the Yerushalmi, that Din Ba'upanam Chadashos applies not only on day two, but for the balance of Shiva as well. Ba'al Yishulchan wonders, it doesn't seem that people are makrid about this, not to wear tefillin bifnei panam chadashos. Especially people even left makrid for the balance of Shiva. So the fact that the Shulchan says lo re'isi that people who are nizer doesn't lo re'inu ein araya doesn't mean that you shouldn't be. At the very least on day two. And the Mordechai sounds like he's talking about day two. But the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it, it doesn't sound like he's mechalik. So minimally on day two, I think you have to be makbid.
That means you're not wearing tefillin.
So what does that mean? When I was sitting shiva for my mother on day two, I made sure to lock the doors to the house and have my tefillin on before anyone came in. So then you don't run into the problem of panam chadashos. Then the Rabbi Willie thinks that you only really have to be careful about that on day two, not for the balance of shiva. But the Gaon thinks that it applies for the balance of shiva, and that's probably the pashtus of Mishnah Berurah Magen Avraham, who don't seem to be mechalik. It's seen a halacha question of Vayashiv. Another observation, the answer of Vayashiv, why is it that people don't seem to be nizer about this halacha of Panam Chadashos? They said Panam Chadashos is only someone whose presence really triggers a new emotional experience of Avelis. So if someone who's just a casual acquaintance that you don't really care whether you see or not, maybe it wouldn't apply. It only applies to someone who's really, really marvel of the Avelis. I would assume that if there's a parallel to Panam Chadashos or Shavuot Bracha, so whatever we typically are makel to accept most people as valid Panam Chadashos or Shavuot Brachos, I would think that the parallel should apply to Avelis also. But at least it's a limud chus for why people don't seem to be so makbid, so maybe that's what Yashiv suggested, that to be on this level of Panam Chadashos has to be something that really enhances or triggers an emotional response from the other. Yeah.
Just to be clear, Banach Shulchan is not talking about a community where people would go explore all day.
No, no,
just,
at all.
Just for shoppers, and he's saying,
already
people are not
makbid
about
Banach Shulchan. Right. I mean, the common practice is, I think this is true, that the Avil isn't careful to make sure that he has his tefillin on before anyone else comes in for Shabbos in the morning. Yeah.
Part of the concern, at least originally, is people not being sure what day it is.
That's what Rashi says. But
right, but I guess I'm asking, like, is there a possible that Shash is sort of like resurrected back to when I'm not on it?
In winter, in what direction?
I mean, if presumably this is a, that's a clear thing when there someone's thing shouldn't take place or it's well known.
Right. So then, so you know what it is. Right, but I think we assume the Ikrit time is probably like the Ridva, that the Panu Chadashos is like the Shavar Bach of the Panu Chadashos, and the reason that there's such a restriction now to Tefillin is somehow that's impacted by the presence of Panu Chadashos that caused a certain emotional reaction. That's what the Yira Ara, Rabbi Simcha Benam Kov, asks on what the Sino Lachgos from Rabbi Yashiv, that it's all about knowing what day of Shiva you're in. So what does that have to do with the whether you're close to the person? But no, Rabbi Yashiv is assuming like the Ritva's time, then that has to do with the emotional connection, the Panu Chadashos HaShavar Brachos. The other Halach Lamaisa point that comes up is that we just saw in the Mechaber here in Yaredeya, that the heter of Hanachat Tefillin on Yom Beis is only after Hanetz, right? It's only during the daytime after Hanetz. That's Mefurish in the Rush. So the Siyun HaYalach, of course, when Rabbi Yashiv was in Shiva, so he, generally speaking, all year round, Davin Vasikin, and during Shiva, he Davin Vasikin, except for on day two, because the Davin Vasikin on day two, you have to put on Tefillin before Hanetz, and the heter is only after Hanetz. So Rabbi Yashiv didn't daven Vasikin on day two of Shiva. He quotes that from the Inhagos of Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well. So that's, that comes up. If the Beis Avil has, especially in the winter, the Beis Avil has a minyan scheduled where it's Vasikin or earlier, so then this is a problem. So I asked Rabbi Willig, he said, if you're facing that situation, better to have the minyan later, like Rabbi Yasha did, but if you have no choice, then you down with that tefillin. Maybe put on your tefillin later. Because it's also any tefillin before I ate Sunday too. That's something else that I think people aren't so aware of.
I mean, they sometimes have Shiva Minyanim where they put on day two, where they're putting on
like every day. Meaning, if you have a 7 o'clock minyan in the winter, so that you're putting on tefillin in days of 7:20, even now with the new clock, there are days of 7:30 in New York, since they cut down on Eastern Standard Time 10 years ago or whatever it was. Used to be the latest nates in New York was 7:20 ish. And then when they shaved off 3 weeks on one end and 1 week on the other end, daylight savings time. So now of Eastern Standard Time, sorry. The Nanay's gets as late as 7:30. So even if you have a 7:15 minion, you have some shul. In most shuls or most communities that are connected to a specific shul, usually they'll have davening time in the Beis Avil corresponding to the minyan in that shul. So you have a shul that has 6 o'clock and a 7 o'clock chakras every day. So how they figure out 6 o'clock chakras in the winter is a problem anyway, slices so 6:15. So even the latest minyan is too late for this. Too early for this. Okay. The Piskei Tshuva quotes a Maharitatz. Shimpei Kas Aleph. Ayin Bar Heitev in Arachayim Lamechas. Kaz v'shem aritach b'chidusha perek ezu neshach. What does this have to do with ezu neshach? Absolutely nothing. But the Maritatz in his Kedushim and Ezer Neshach writes that when he was in the middle of writing his Kedushim and Ezer Neshach, his son passed away, and he dealt with his child. So that's what it's doing in his Ha'aras on Ezer Neshach. Dafka Yom Misa Shu Yom Kvura Pater Mitzvilin Yom Risha. This din that you don't wear tefillin on Yom Rishon, that's only if Yom Misa coincides with Yom Kvura. Aval Kesha Misa Yom Acher, Va'kvura Yom Acher, Chai Mitzvilin. Afilu biyom rishon. But if there's no correspondence, Yom Misa and Yom Kippur are different days. So then you're chayv and tefillin on day one of Shiva, because that's not Yom Misa, biyom hakfura, that coincide. So says, this is printed in Shuvas Maritat Simon Yudalid, but it was originally printed in his Chidushim on Perek Ezer Neshach. There's a Doglam Revolver commenting on this Maritatz. Rayasa Vitamo, and this is what the Maritatz says, Mishum de Eina Velas Biyam Mishum de Raisa, Rakim Hu Yom Misa V'Kvur Badadi. The MS came from Rishuvas Rashba, She'eina Velas Biyam Mishum and Atar, Fi Lahani Desari Shem Mishum de Raisa, Elam Keinu Yom Misa V'Kvur Badadi. So the Maritatz is assuming that the restriction of wearing tefillin, that only makes sense when Avelis is deraisa. Avelis is only deraisa if Yom Misa, Yom Kippur come inside. But, says the Dagom Rebaba, Aval Chadesh v'shul zeh shiyam mutter banachas tefillin b'Yom Kippur sheni Yom Misa, ein ha-mukrach. But maybe they're not necessarily related. What's the raya? There's maybe the restriction of an aval from wearing tefillin Yom Rishon isn't the function of avelus Yom Rishon deraisa. It's true even if avelus Yom Rishon derabana. After all, what about a shmur krova? You hear 25 days after the patira, you hear that there's a patira. So now you're an aval. So the din is shmur krova. It's also Asur L'Niach Tefillin on that day. So no one would say that that's a Din D'Oraisa. Avelus on that day is a Din D'Oraisa. And yet there's an Isur Nachas Tefillin. The sense of Dagom Revava must be that the restriction of Nachas Tefillin on Yom Aleph is not necessarily a function of Avelus Yom Rishon D'Oraisa. Nevertheless, the Risofrim points out that the Ramban sounds like the Maritatz. But the Ramban does write beferish that the reason we don't wear tefillin on Yom Rishon is because of Avelus Yom Rishon deraisa. So the Ramban beferish links them. And Rav Avadia points out that the other Rishonim that do as well, Ra'ah, Ritva, Bala Itter, that there may be a linkage between Avelus Yom Rishon deraisa and the Yisra V'Nachas Tefillin B'Yom Rishon. In which case the Maritatz has what to work off of. Halacha l'maisa, common general practice is not like the Maritatz. Mishabrua in Lamechess of Katan Tezayin, Lamechess Tezayin passes against the Maritatz, that even if the Yom Kippur does not correspond with the Yom Misa, you still don't wear tefillin. That's generally, in America, it's much more common that the Yom Misa is not the same as the Yom Kippurah. It's not so common that you're able to get, it happens often enough, but more often than not, the Yom Misa and Yom Kippurah don't correspond, given that we generally don't do Kippurah B'Laila, and there's usually some time lag between the Misa and the Kippurah. But common practice is not like the Maritatz. In Broyers, they do like the Maritatz. And that's the Pesach of Rabbi Yisrael Elchanan as well. Ber Yitzchak Simon Lamed Beis, that's the unity of the two ends of Washington Heights, Boris and Rebbe Yisrael Elchanan, that they both say like the Maritatz, to wear a tefillin on Yom Nisa that on Yom Kippur that doesn't correspond with the Yom Hanisa. Chai Adam suggests a pshara. Maybe you should put on tefillin without a bracha. Pnei Baruch quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Pnei Baruch Peshkov Lamed Zayin. That indeed is Minhag Yerushalayim to wear tefillin on such a day. Bitzina below bracha and with the Tanai. Tanai that if I'm mechuyev tefillin, this is the Shei Mitzvah. If I'm not a mechuyev tefillin, this isn't the Shei Mitzvah. And therefore, I'm not doing any meaningful action, and it shouldn't be, since I shouldn't be a violation, I guess. Rav Avadya passes this way, that you should wear tefillin without a bracha, bitzina. Rabbi Karp says the same thing, b'shem, what he heard from Shmuel Salant. As the Badi Yerushalkan points out, it's a little hard to say like that means to. Not just a matter of a suffix, so safikhiyev, so you do the mitzvah without a bracha. But here we're talking about a potential isser. It's not just that you're not mechuyev to wear tefillin b'yom rishon, it's asur to wear tefillin b'yom rishon. So far from pashut that putting on tefillin without a bracha is going to solve, you're not necessarily covering all your bases. You know, that a tanai should work, that I'm not. If I'm not mechuyev, then I'm not violating an isser because it's not the Torah's mitzvah. So that's not so pashut, I think. Rabbi Karr quotes that Rav Yashiv said that the minhag is not like the maritax, but he himself did wear tefillin without a bracha. But then I saw in the Tzina Yalacha that when Rabbitson El Yashiv passed away, their son Rav Moshe asked if he should wear tefillin b'tzina on day one, which wasn't Yom Hamisa, and Rabbi Yashiv told him the minhag is not like the maritatz. So the Tzina Yalacha says, even if Rabbi Yashiv himself might have done it himself once, but he didn't think that that was what other people should be doing, and he didn't pass them that way, or he didn't publicize that that's what should be done. But common practice is not like the maritats. And common practice, I think, is not to wear even without the bracha b'tzina. It's the first day of Shiva, you don't wear tefillin, even if the p'tira was the day before. Yeah.
If you were to hold like maritats, then the only way you wouldn't wear tefillin is if the guy died like very early in the morning.
Or the night before. And then the tefillah was the same day.
Right. I mean,
it's not uncommon, but it's not. When my mother passed away, I think 2 o'clock in the morning or something, and the levaya was 11 o'clock in the morning. But it's not at all uncommon. It's just I think statistically, the majority of haven't done an analysis. Anecdotally, I think the majority of situations in America, the Yom Misa is the day before the Yom Tour. Okay. Good. So that's enough with tefillin. Let's move on now to Simin Shin Pei Tes. Kibbutz v'gihutz. The Gemara on Tesvavim and Aleph derives the Isser of Kibbutz for an Avel from Sukkim by the Isha Chachama Mitakoa, who practice certain elements of Avelus. Pashup Shan the Gemara, Yitzayinim Abeis, that the Isser Kibbutz is a Shiva Halach. No indication in the Gemara that it's beyond the Shiva Halacha, as opposed to Giyutz and Daf Kav Gimel, which Beferish is a Shloshim Halacha. So Kibbutz, it sounds like it's a Shiva Halacha. Giyutz Beferish is a Shloshim Halacha. What's the difference between Kibbutz and Giyutz? So Rov Yishalim assume that Kibbutz is Bein B'mayin, Bein B'detergent. Now, whether you use water alone, whether you use Aver, Neser, detergent, that's considered, if you're washing the clothing with or without detergent, that's considered to be kibbutz. And pressing clothing is considered gihutz. There is a Nimuka Yosef, which is the Yesh Omrim in Sif Vav, that kibbutz is dafka b'mayim, and gihutz is washing with detergent, even if you're not pressing. That's the Yesh Omrim and Sevav, but the Rov Yishonim and the Stam is that kibbutz means you're washing the clothing with or without detergent, and giyutz is pressing the clothing. And the position of the riva in Tosos Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Kol Shloshim, based on a Maseches Machos, is that the Isser Kibbutz applies Kol Shloshim. Not a minhag to extend it to Shloshim. Not like Rechitza, where it's extended to Shloshim Mimenhaga, but the Riva thinks that Midina, the Isser Kibbutz, is a Shloshim Halacha. And the Rama writes, in the beginning of Shem Beit Tess, the Chavar says, Aval Asi L'Chavis K'susa Kol Shiva Yamim, Afil B'mayim Levad, U'lacha Shiva Mutter, V'shem Sh'asi L'Chavis Tachas L'Lubosh M'kubas and Kodl, okay, we'll get back to that. The Acher Zayin Shari, V'olam Nagabu Isser. So, Me'ikar Adin, the Isser Kibbutz only during Shiva, but the Minag is to be Makru, like the Riva, to extend the Isser of Kibbutz for the entirety of Shloshim. Nevertheless, there are relative kulos between Shloshim as opposed to Shiva. The Shach writes in Sukkot and Beis, Olam Nagabu Isser, Hainu Shachos Shashem L'Svaras Riva V'Siyato D'Asu Kibbutz Kol Shloshim. The Minog is based on being Choshish for the Riva. The Riva thinks that Kibbutz is Asu Shloshim Eker Adin, but the Minog to Asu Kibbutz during Shloshim is to be Choshish for that Shita, but we accept that B'Torah's Minog. Mashu B'Tosfos Dav Kav Gimel, that tells us across the Riva, the Eino Oser Ela B'Mechubas B'Neser V'Chol Avalo B'Mayim L'Vat. However, the Shaf says, to the extent that we're machmir on kibbutz kol shloshim, we're only machmir on kibbutz with detergent, but not kibbutz with water alone. Lefizeh, kasabach lefizeh, milchubis b'mayim levad, ein tzarech lahal bisho acher tchila. So we'll talk about the heter of having someone else wear a garment for the avel, but Shaf says, if it's a garment that's only washed in water, that's not necessary, because the Isser of Kibbutz alone without detergent is not extended to Shloshim. Okay. So we just saw on the Mechaber, Kishem Sha'asa L'Chabiz Kaf Asa Lubo Shamukubasim Kodim L'Chein. Not only is there an Isser in doing the laundry, but you're not allowed to wear Begadim Mechubasim either. So that's not Mefurash in the Gemara, but that emerges from Machlokas Rishonim, how to read a line in the Gemara, and Daf Kaf Dalid Amud Aleph. The Gemara, which is really in the context of Priya, the Gemara has 5-6 long lines down, Kaf Dalid Amud Aleph, the Imba Lahachlif, Machlif the Korea. So the Pashup Shat in that Gemara sounds like, in the context of Kriya, that you're supposed to do Kriya and you wear a bag of Karua. If you're going to change your clothing during Shiva, and you have to vayter to kriya on the new clothing that you're going to wear. Tosfos on Kaf Dalet Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel Birchas Aveilim, Kaf Dalet Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel Birchas Aveilim, quotes B'Shem Rashi. This does not appear in our Rashi, nor does it appear in the Rashi Ksav Yad that we have in Moed Katan. But Tosfos quotes from Rashi that based on this Gemara, in Bala Hachlif Machlif, that you're allowed to switch your clothing during Shiva and wear a garment that was laundered prior to Shiva. And Bala Hachlif Machlif includes that you're allowed to switch your clothing on, change your clothing during Shiva, and wear a beged that was mechubas from before Shiva. And Tosfos argues, Tosfos says, no, that Gemara is only talking about a beged she'eino karua. It means that if you want to change your clothing, you can wear another garment that's Eino Karua, but it doesn't mean you can wear another garment that's Mechubas. Rashi assumes, the way Tosfos quotes Rashi that we don't have, is that the Gemara is saying in Bala Hachlif Machlif, you're allowed to switch your clothing to a Beged Mechubas, and then you have to tear Kriya on that Beged Mechubas. Tosfos says, no, just means you have a Beged that's Eino Mechubas, so you can switch to a different Beged she'eino Mechubas, and then you tear Kriya on that. That's Tosfos' position, that's what the Ramban says, and that's what we just saw, we assume Lalach and Shulchan Aruch, that not only is an Isser of doing kibbutz, but there's an Isser of wearing begadim mechubasim during Shiva. The Rambam doesn't have such an issue. The Rambam Perkei Lacha Gimel. The Rambam Perkei Lacha Gimel does not aser wearing begadim mechubasim during Shiva, only begadim miguhatsim, but begadim mechubasim mikvar would be okay. That's what the Lacha Misha points out over there, that that's against the Ramban. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Ramban, like the Bali Tosos, that not only is there an isser of doing laundry, there's an isser of wearing the gadim mechubasim as well. The Tor quotes the following from the Smak. Beginning of the Tor in Shin Pei Tes, the Sefer Mitzvos Kasav, Mutter Lilbosh Chaluk Lavan Miyad Archa Shiva. You're allowed to wear a white shirt immediately after Shiva. Va'olam Nagabo Yisr. But the minhag is not to do so, not to wear a fresh white shirt even after Shiva. V'noagin Sha'adam Acher Lo Shotchila. And the minhag is you have someone else wear it first. The acher kach lo shohu, and then the avil can wear it. The minhag ikur ad kan the smak. Says the Tor, the eini yodeya tam le minhag zeh. I don't understand what the need for this minhag is. The need to have someone wear it first. Tafilu giyutz muter biyashanim koshiken gibus. Even the restriction of shloshim on giyutz is only for new clothing, but not for begadim yeshanim. Kol shekein kibus. So kol shekein, if you have begadim yeshanim during shloshim, it shouldn't be aser kibus. Even according to the Riva, that asers kibus kol shloshim, it shouldn't apply to begadim yeshanim. Says the Beis Yosef, Lo yadati al matama. I don't understand what the Torah's problem with the smack is. The Dilma Sabi lo kiriva, the Asa Kol Shalashem filo bekibus. So the smack is probably similar like the Riva, that there is an Isser. Right, so the way the Beis Yosef understood the Torah, I just read the Torah in light of the Dark Emotion, right? Made a mistake. The way the Tor quotes the smack the Beis Yosef understood that when the Tor quoted the smack and asked on him, he was assuming that Gius, which is Asr during Shloshim, is Mutter B'Yashanim. So Koshiken Kibus, which is Mutter during Shloshim, should be Mutter B'Yashanim. To which the Beis Yosef says, no. The smack is going like the Riva, that there is an Isser Kibus Kol Shloshim, and that's why you have to come out to someone else wearing it for the other. And the Darkei Moshe then comes back and says, Lo Yadati Al Ma'atama, I don't understand the Tmiya of the Beis Yosef on the Tmiya of the Tor on the smack. Dafil Yisvirle L'smak Riva. Right, that the way I read the Torah a minute ago was the way the Dark Emotion is in the Torah. That the Torah is saying, even if you're going to aser kibbutz kol shloshim, but it shouldn't be more chamer than giyutz, and therefore it should be mutter on the gadim yeshanim. That's what the Darkei Moshe says to understand, explain the Torah's Hasaga on the smack. And that's reflected in the Ramah here in the Hagos. To accept that smack. The Noag and Shadim Acher Lo Sham Tchila Vachakach Lo Sham Avel the Minag Ik. Hey Noag and Dinas Elul Acher Shiva Vim Lavsho Adam Acher Vachsha Achas Davikach. So come back to those parameters shortly or next time. The Bach suggests over here that even the Riva, that's what we saw in the Shach before, the Shach quote of this Bach, that even the Riva was only machmir for mechubas b'mayim, mechubas b'aver v'nef, not mechubas b'mayim, and therefore the smach, or this suggested of having someone else wear it for the avel, would it be necessary if it's mechubas ayidei mayim. Okay, so the parameters of lo shel ayidei acher, we'll get to, at this point, it looks like probably next time, unless we move very quickly now. Yeah.
The Rama is quoting the Smach, even though he was Tamu on the Beis Yosef.
He was Tamu on the Beis Yosef, who was Tamu on the Tamiya of the Torah on the Smach, the bottom line.
Tamiya of the Torah on the Smach, so then why is he passing in the Smach?
He was just explaining where the Torah was coming from.
But still, at the end of the day...
But at the end of the day... right, at the end of the day, that still is the minna. So we'll come back to that. I just want to jump ahead for a moment first. And that is to Sif Dalid. The Mechaber writes, Asir tok shiva l'chabes ulaniach b'nai de asa b'nai de chayr. So you're not allowed to do kibbutz even if it's for later use. Kibbutz laniach. It's not just that you can't do laundry to wear during Shiva. You can't do laundry even to wear after Shiva. That's based on a Ramban, Shachar of Katan Zayin, Hatam, Mishum de Asir Vasiyas Malacha. So the Isser of doing kibbutz, even if you don't need it now, that's because that's the generic Isser Malacha for an Avel. That's a Shinpei Halacha. Isser Malacha. So when it comes to kibbutz, there's an Isser of wearing Begadim Mechubasim. The Isser of wearing Begadim Mechubasim applies even if the kibbutz itself took place before the Avelus. And there's an Isser of doing kibbutz even if it's kibbutz Kedei Lahaniach. So the Beis Yosef is bothered. Yeah, the Torah is Kasav Od Harbe, Kasav Be'inyan L'chabe Salaniach. That the Isser of doing kibbutz is a melacha halacha. It's not an Isser of kibbutz per se. Now, the Shulchan thinks, Sifkat and Tess, that the minog of the Isser Kibbutz or Shloshim, however, only applies to wearing Begadim Mechubasim, but there's no Isser of Kibbutz Laniach, which makes sense because there's no Isser Malacha during Shloshim. But the Isser of doing Kibbutz itself is a Malacha oriented Malacha. It's not, there's nothing special about Kibbutz per se, and that Lahaniach would be Murtu during Shloshim. During Shloshim, the minog is you can't wear Begadim Mechubasim. But to do kibbutz for use later, that would be mutter because there's no isser malacha during shloshim, and there's no independent isser of kibbutz, the action of kibbutz qua kibbutz. Okay. Yeah, so next time I think we'll start with the parameters of having someone else wear it, beg it for an avel. we'll finish up Shin Pei Tesimir Hashem and hopefully be able to start Simin Shin Sadi Giluach for an Ava. Looks like the crowd is Pokes Olich. Are we here on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be more than be a Sunday, but the.